Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition, episode number 9 of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. I got Doom on the line with me right now, on line number 1, as a matter of fact. Doom, how you doing tonight, man?
What's going on, guys?
Real quick, I just want to get out there to, me and Doom talked about it earlier. I want to thank everybody for listening to the new show. Appreciate your downloads. Appreciate all the support that you've been giving us. It's a good thing to have you along for the ride. Let me head over to line number 2 real quick. Let me bring on my co-host, partner in crime for many years, Tony C. What's up, man? Tony C, you with me?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm trying to hang in the best I can, man. I ain't feeling the best.
There you go.
But it's all good.
You did too much celebrating.
No celebrating on that shenanigans anyway.
All right, you guys can head on over to rantemradio.com. Hit that click, listen live, chat, listen live button, and definitely catch the show. Also, catch the show on the downloads, rantemradio.com, and various other places. First thing I want to get into tonight before we talk about the NBA Finals, because I got a lot of reactions for the NBA Finals. I do want to touch on a couple of serious notes. First of all, prayers go out to Stephen A. Smith. He lost his mother last week due to cancer. So prayers, go out to you, Stephen A. Smith. We are very sorry for your loss. Second thing that happened on the bad side, LeBron James had his house vandalized with the N-word painted somewhere on the side of it. It was a second home over in California. No one was dead, thank goodness. So when racism hit LeBron James, you know something's up. Jason Whitlock, that piece of trash, said that he should not be affected by this. He said,
Uncle Ruckus, you mean, I'm sorry.
Yes, he says that racism Jason Whitlock says racism only affects the poor. Look, man, like LeBron said, and this is one thing I will give LeBron credit for, fellas. He will stand up, and talk on race relations, whereas a lot of other athletes have sort of kind of veered away from it. LeBron James has been the one to, go out and say something about it. He did it on the ESPY Awards last year, and he's doing it now. Jason Whitlock, you're an idiot. You are an idiot. And to say something like that, it just makes me mad, man. Just stop selling out. Just stop it. You're not making things easier for you. You're making yourself look bad among the community. When you got D.L. Hughley going after you, you got Shaquille O'Neal going after you for the stuff that you said. Just stop, man. Just stop, man. Unless one of you fellas got anything to say about it, I'm done with it.
Nah, he tap dances, so, that's all I got to say about that.
He does. Just stop it, man. Just stop being.
I ain't healthy enough to deal with that.
When you get right, though, Tony said, I know you're going to have something to say when you get right, man. I know you're
going to have something. By the time I get right, he'll be irrelevant. So I ain't mean Jason Whitlock.
He might choke on a donut or something tonight, man.
Hey, that got no attention.
Oh, my goodness. Couple other things in the news. Got a couple of running back signings. Christian Michael signs with the Indianapolis Colts, which is a good pickup. I don't understand why this dude keeps getting passed back and forth from team to team. Dallas, Seattle, Green Bay, Indianapolis. Maybe he's just a bad dude. I don't know. He's shown that he can play, so I don't get understand why he keeps getting bumped around from team to team. The Lions also signed ex-Viking running back Matt Asiata. Phil Ray, I know you're pissed off about that. He did a little something when he was in there in Adrian Peterson's stand. So those are the two big running back signings for the week. Let's get into these playoffs, the NBA Finals. You got the Golden State Warriors up 2-0. And I'll talk about game three for a quick sec. That was a game last night at halftime. Third quarter, they went on that spurt. It was over.
I got a question. And nobody has said this or talked about it. But we need an APB out for Nick Wright. I ain't heard or seen anything from that dude in the last week, man.
I was just thinking that the other day.
Of course. He like the typical LeBron fan, the front runner. He's a front runner. And trust me, if they get dismissed in four, you really ain't going to receive
four or five next basketball season.
Yeah. If they lose in six, he'll spew his head. He'll pop his head out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, well, at least he took them to six.
Yeah.
But if they lose in four or five, he ain't going to hear from him for a minute. So don't look for him.
You haven't heard him or seen him on any show. He hasn't been active on Twitter that I know of. So, you know.
They only bring him out when LeBron wins.
It's some other people that ain't didn't show their ugly head either, man. They didn't went incognito.
They didn't run away.
They running away, man. They running away.
Even Shannon Sharp changed his tune.
Yeah.
He claimed he didn't know. He thought it was a game. They didn't understand the severity. For what reason, I don't know. When you replace somebody who basically stunk up the joint the last three games with an MVP, now that shit wasn't going to make a difference. Okay. Okay.
You can't even, and I was thinking in my head, is there really anything Cleveland can do? You can't even play the Warriors legit with KD in there. You can't play him legit.
The only way they can do
that chick, that Tonya Harden. Assault. Kevin.
Oh.
It's a problem, man. And then when your best player have to guard him, LeBron gonna wear out. And see, no. Ty Lue playing 44 minutes during the regular season, leading the league in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going to pay now, you're going to pay later, but you're going to pay.
Oh, yeah.
Because when he sat down in that third quarter, man, he looked like an old man in the gym playing with the young boys.
That's what their whole team looked like. Like when you was in your 20s and you show up to the gym with your squad.
Yeah.
And some old men being there that want to run five but half court. Hell no.
We play full.
And you go in the 10, you go in the 15 by one, and yep. By the time you get to 6, they wore the hell out.
Oh yeah,
that's
and you know what? Something else funny is they ain't really talk. Well, they're trying to joke Paul Pierce talking about, oh, he ain't the best player now. What is it? I mean, LeBron ain't even trying to. He's starting to switch off of Durant. When they play,
but see, this is the thing they don't understand, bro. These LeBron fans, they don't understand this about Kevin Durant versus LeBron James. He's a better shooter. He's a more efficient shooter than LeBron James. If you put Kevin Durant on LeBron on Cleveland, they the one won them games. Because a lot of them jumpers that LeBron miss, he's not as consistent as Kevin Durant. And people don't want to give him credit. That's why he fits so well with that team, because he's a shooter.
Yeah. But he can play some DJ.
No, I'm just saying offensive.
Yeah.
He's
a shooter. LeBron James is not a shooter.
He just go to the whole dunk on
him. Yeah. And when he hogging and that hogging ain't working,
yeah.
My wife was like, why you call it hogging? Because that's what it is. He put his head down and don't look to pass the ball. That is the definition of ball.
Yeah.
And when he don't get the call,
oh yeah,
it ain't going to work. So he – and what's the name? I forgot. The Jim Jackson brought this up maybe like a few weeks ago, and nobody's talking about it, about LeBron James and his game. He don't have a go-to move.
No.
Nope.
No.
No, he don't have a move he can go to where he's going. Well, his go-to move is drive to the hole and try to draw a foul.
Right.
And if they don't call
it, he'll flop.
Then
that's his go-to that's move. It.
Yeah, that's flop. His go-to move. Yeah, flop. Try to draw a foul. But he don't have a move where he can go to the post, put his back to the basket, and draw a foul. So in that instance, Kevin Durant is a better offensive player than him.
I've always said, too, the biggest difference between the two. I've always said that Kevin Durant, basketball-wise, skill-wise, is a better player than LeBron. Now, if you're looking for a physical athlete, a physical specimen, there you go on LeBron. But in terms of basketball skills, I think Kevin Durant's always been better than LeBron.
Yeah, but
LeBron had a jumper, he would be unstoppable.
Yep.
Yeah.
If his jumper was wet like KD's, mm-hmm. to the point where
it's automatic.
50% on jumpers versus 50. When LeBron James have a high shooting percentage, a lot of it because he drives to the hole and layups. Once his power and start deteriorating from his game, then what?
Well, when he get tired,
he don't have no finesse to him. He's never had finesse to his game. That's why Kobe always was better than him offensively, and Durant was better than him. Even D Wade was a better offensive player than he was.
Yeah,
because D-Wade had, a pet move. Dude ain't never had one. And that's just real. And anybody defend him, they can't point out what his pet, his go-to move is.
So driving to the hole.
Exactly. That's outside of driving to the hole. He never had a back-to-the-basket game, ever. Yeah. And that's what's going to kill him. Eddie House said they should start LeBron at center. And I'm like, really, man? They really want to get the door blowed off the men. They want to go small.
With Shumpert,
not only that, but then Draymond can play him.
Yep.
And then you got KD playing power forward. Come on, man.
Klay Thompson's playing out of this world defense. They said, what is it? -8 points
in Kyrie defense, man. He only 6'2", so
I'm talking about Klay Thompson.
I'm saying Kyrie at a disadvantage anyways, because he's shorter.
But last year he was killing him. This year
He wasn't. What the issue was last year with them?
They had no rim protector.
That exact. Harrison Barnes couldn't play the way Kevin couldn't play.
Yeah.
LeBron straight up, so you had the help. So, but yeah, it's gonna be tough for Kyrie. Like, when you 6'3" and that dude 6'6", bro. Size matter, especially in basketball.
And let's not forget Curry ain't hurt like last year, because he made LeBron look like a fool.
He ain't beat up like he was last year.
LeBron was I put it on my Facebook wall. LeBron was looking around, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, where the fuck my help was at? That's what he looking like. But bottom line, it's LeBron's fault. This whole thing, because he built the team.
He got rid of the coach.
He got rid of Miles Goff and all them. He got rid of it. Now, if you'd had Andrew Wiggins on this team instead of Kevin Love, bro, they'll have a shot. Real rap. They'll have a shot. Because Andrew Wiggins is a more wing guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they'll have Klay Thompson will have to guard him.
Yeah.
Versus, and then you have Kyrie. Then you'll have to have Steph Curry guarding Kyrie.
And we got another APB out. Where the hell is who shot JR? That's the
Well, listen, let me tell you something about that, man. See, sometimes when teams win a championship, bro, they really don't comprehend what happened. Yeah. They think it's them, but they don't understand that so much stuff. I don't know how they couldn't understand that so much stuff had to happen for them to win that title.
Yeah,
they were not the better team to go to state. It's just Draymond got suspended. Curry was beat up. Bogey got hurt. So a lot of stuff happened. Iguodala, you know, got back spasm. So it was like, okay, they won the title. So now it's looking like, okay, we the better team. Let's bring everybody back. I.e. J.R. Smith at a ridiculous number. And Tristan Thompson at a ridiculous number. Not knowing that if you paying attention to the landscape of everything, dude, Golden State got everybody on rookie deals, though. You know what I'm saying? They not a – yeah, people try to call them a super team, bro. The front office built their team. They like the Bulls.
Yeah.
That first Bulls team or that first, you know, the Shaq and Kobe Lakers. Like, they drafted and they
finessed that team.
Exactly. They finessed that team and nobody was a max player. So LeBron looking at it like, oh, yeah, we're going to win the title with the same team. Then you go re-sign bombs like Rich Jefferson and Kyle Korver and Darren Williams. Come on, man. Come on, man. In the words of Chris Carter.
Come on, man.
So it's LeBron's fault. He picked out the team.
And he doesn't have.
Go ahead.
Say the coach, Tyronn Lue.
He picked out the coach.
He ain't ran a play yet.
Well, they ain't really got too many options. Get LeBron, get the ball, go one-on-one.
Yeah.
Kyrie get the ball, screen and roll. Oh, they switching or oh, they trapping you. Oh, they get the ball up.
It's definitely a changing of the guard because Tony C hit it right on the head. LeBron and Kyrie have always been isolation players. But that's old school ball compared to what Golden State's doing. They're playing more of a total team game. And that matchup is just bad for the Cavs. The only thing I can really see them doing, sitting down JR, maybe bringing in Shumpert.
What good that's going to do?
Shumpert can't shoot.
Somebody got to give you something.
Nah, I mean, he's a streaky shooter, but what the hell good that's going to do?
I mean, because JR ain't giving you nothing.
He gonna give you a couple more. But see, this is the thing people feel. This is the contradiction of the whole thing. People be like, all right, we need you to give me this, that, and the third.
Right.
Every time J.R. Smith shoot or Shumpert shoot, Golden State gonna be like, yeah. Because they less efficient than LeBron. That's better than LeBron driving to the hole or Kyrie driving to the hole. You don't need them guys to score.
And they got Kyle Korver shook. He's stepping back more and more from that damn three-point line trying to shoot.
Bro, he just be happy to get a shot up. And he got his shit slapped by Draymond Green. He's so sorry. He got fouled on the follow-through.
And another thing that
that's when you know, boy, that's when you know you sorry. When your shot get blocked like that, bro. In my heyday, I used to block shots like that on the park. Because they'd be on the release. Yeah!
They shouldn't even call the foul on that one.
What the hell, man?
Damn, dog. You know another
thing, too, that's kind of shocked by, Tristan Thompson ain't done nothing.
Why are you shocked?
Nothing.
Because that was the reason they lost. Kind of the reason last year. They knew
I'm talking
about crashing the boards.
No. What happened is You have, they missing less shots. Golden State is missing less shots. And Harrison Barnes out there bricking. Of course he's going to gobble up all the goddamn rebounds.
Well, I'm just saying they make sure he doesn't get all them extra rebounds. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because the shots, most shots are going in.
I think the other half of it, too, is because Zaza's not really playing.
Oh, no, he's playing. Their matchup's better if they go a little bit smaller. Because they're running Cleveland. They're running them out the gym.
Yeah. Dude hoodwink Cleveland. Him and JR, they trick LeBron and see what LeBron going to do is leave both their ass there and go somewhere else. Yep. And then Dan Gilbert going to be there stuck holding the bag.
Let me ask you this, guys. LeBron and CP3 to the Spurs.
Hell no.
No, they won't be to the Spurs. See, this is how it's going to work. The next 2 years, when that damn Klay Thompson deal come up, that's when LeBron gonna try to get in his ear and probably that's my thing.
Right.
And try to go where the hell Klay Thompson go.
Right.
Cause that's what's gonna kill Golden State. Cause they're gonna have to pay Steph Curry max money and Draymond Green.
Unless
they take a major pay cut.
Because Durant said he'll do it to keep the team
together. That's Durant. That's Durant for another year.
Yeah.
But Klay Thompson, like, this is his first ever shot at a max deal. He ain't leaving no money on the table.
Right.
But I heard the whatchamacallit is going up too, the cap.
I wouldn't give a damn. They can't afford to pay Steph Curry $200 million and Draymond Green $200 million and Klay Thompson $200 million. Bruh, you know that. It is what it is. They gonna get what they can out of this run. They got another 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
But they not gonna keep all of them, man. And if you're a fan and you know, you realize that's how the NBA works. They got lucky and got everybody on their risk field. You know what I'm saying? But in two years, it's gonna be time for them to go.
And the damnedest thing, let me cut you off, Tony C. And the damnedest thing, this can be the matchup, too, for the next 2 years.
That's fine. It's going to run, but it's going to run its course. Man, Golden State going to win about,
two more
titles. Or LeBron might get him one more slipping now. Or maybe somebody backdoor and build a super team over there in the East.
Yeah.
Eastern super team or whatever. Like,
don't sleep on Washington.
Until Washington gets some heart, I'm going to sleep on it until Washington gets some heart. Until Washington
bench
gets
trash. That's what they need to go find. They need to go get them a bench so John Wall and Bill can come out the damn game.
Until they get a heart.
They bench just as bad as Cleveland.
Yep.
Klay Thompson is the key.
Yeah,
because when them 2 years come up, somebody gonna throw Mike Conley money at his ass. You mean tell me he gonna stay in Golden State just cause?
Yeah, no.
You gonna have two or three rings, three rings, man, please.
Yeah,
good. You didn't been done that.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond too.
At some point. Yeah.
It's going to be the old paid in full thing. Some people want to be the man just because.
But that ain't going to be the bad thing. Just LeBron's legacy be whatever and
he'll just be the first person to lose five or six finals.
Five, yeah. They finna mollywop in the next couple years now. Because this year, KD gonna take a pay cut to keep Iguodala and Livingston on the team, so they'll bring back unless they just forget how to shoot.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying, they bench get real weak.
Yeah,
which they probably somebody gonna come out the woodwork and come play for them for like little or no money. And then that next year, 18-19, that'll be the last year.
Uh-huh.
That's what y'all gonna. We're going to start seeing.
Okay. I
All right. Klay Thompson, you know, Steph gonna be Steph come up first. And KD.
Yep, 70-80 next. Steph come
up. And KD. So they finna get all the rings they can get. They finna do what they call a damn money grab.
Yeah.
The next 3-4 years. So. But they ain't gonna mess it up like the Seattle Seahawks. They finna rape the league. They finna do a Shaq and Kobe type thing going on.
They ain't mention Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, they ain't finna. Oh, they finna do nothing stupid.
How about this? What you think about Mike Brown still getting paid by Cleveland and he whooped that?
That's funny.
Hey, that's how it worked, man.
That's funny.
That let you know it ain't X's and O's. It's Jimmy's and Joe's sometimes.
Well, LeBron got him fired. Like I said, LeBron don't like to be coached.
Right.
Well, he getting schooled this damn thing. Yeah. He might not like to be coached, but he getting schooled.
Yeah, he is.
Out of breath.
Game 3.
Yeah, he is out of shape. He working too hard, man. I got to play. I'd be pissed off if I was him, too.
But not when it be like halfway through the first quarter, he's sweating. It looked like live. You know, they start playing, they start glistening up.
Hey, you got to chase Kevin Durant around all these screen and rolls, and then I got to go down here and try to score. That's why he started taking jumpers in the second half. I'm like, man, the hell with this?
Let me ask you this. If you're Cleveland,
ain't shit you can do.
If you're Cleveland, after this series is over, let's say you lose in 4, you lose in 5, do you go and get a LeBron James to get in Paul George's ear?
Paul George ain't coming to damn Cleveland, man.
Only that, who you gonna trade? Like Indiana finna help them.
You gotta get
really.
You gotta trade Kevin Love.
Who in the Eastern Conference is going to help Cleveland get good? That makes no sense.
I'm just trying to throw it out there.
But you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We rivals. You call me and be like, yo, I got this product over here. Set me up for the okie doke.
I can tell you who's retiring. Richard Jefferson's done after this year.
Oh, yeah. Off the books. Him and Darren Williams probably going to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
If they don't. Yeah, I'ma laugh if Cleveland bring their whole team back. What the hell for? But so Indiana gonna take Kevin Love off their heads. You don't want him, but we supposed to take him. Really? Yeah. Okay. We gonna give you our best player. Let him walk here.
I mean,
we'll help y'all out.
I mean, cause when I look at it, Cleveland's good enough to win the East.
They in the luxury tax though.
Yeah, they.
They're the highest payroll in the league.
I know. And I know Gilbert doesn't mind spending the money. That's never been really an issue for him.
Well, how much more can he spend?
But yeah. I don't know if it would work. I just think it puts him in a little better position.
Here's the issue that they run into right goddamn now. I don't know what you're looking for. They ain't got nobody to check Kevin Durant, first of all.
Nobody.
When him and LeBron canceling each other out, game is over. Game over.
Yeah, because that's the X factor.
Yeah, they canceled each other out. It was different last year when he'll get 30, 40 points and Harrison Barnes chip in 12.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Then that means Steph Curry got to get 40.
Yep.
Klay got to get 36. No. See, LeBron, the key to beating LeBron, everybody who beat him, they cancel his points out, basically. You got to have a star that cancels his points out. That's what the Spurs did that year when Kawhi beat him.
Yep.
Cancel him out.
Yep.
And then the year when Love and them got hurt, the Warriors just had too much for him. Pretty much like it is this year, but now they went and took it to a whole nother level.
They're like that crazy ass.
Surfer ass came on the air last night. Talking, well, it's not over yet. Motherfucker, look. The only way this shit ain't over. It's just Mars stars still they damn talent.
Or they must get hit by something for the way to the game.
I did not listen to the post show. I gotta listen to the post show for Extreme Rules.
That simple song bitch tried to sit up here and tell us last night that Golden State, we're gonna lose 4 out of the next 5.
My God.
It's a way. Now, somebody, if Durant get hurt, okay, now it's a series again.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's who got to get hurt. Steph Curry get hurt. This bitch still over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Durant, if 35 walk up on that court and suit up, it ain't nothing they can do about it, bro. Ain't nothing.
And he is, doing it on both ends of the floor.
He got something to prove because he want to shut Stephen A. Smith up. He want to shut everybody that's in here running off their mouth. And they'll be just looking.
You know Westbrook asking the question, what was this KD last year?
His ass was down making KD do too much.
No. Let me tell you. Anybody know anything about basketball? Basketball is about spacing.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you can play, that's one thing about players like KD, them scorers and shooters like KD, Kobe, D-Wade. They can play one-on-one in space. You in for a long night.
Because you pretty much know on OKC, either Westbrook or KD was getting the ball, so we just doubled both of them, make some money.
Not only that, when they beat one person, the other person was sagging in the lane. Right. All Roberson and
the
most bums. You know what I'm saying? But look, when KD go to the hoop now, it's a clip half. Because we are not leaving these. We'll give you that dunk all day long.
I mean, it's amazing to me that in this day and age, speaking of Roberson, that we're playing hack a small forward. Or hack a guard because he can't hit.
But that wasn't the issue last year. He just wasn't a consistent shooter.
Last year, but this year,
he was young. Oh yeah, he can't shoot a free throw.
No,
but the issue
did was, DeAndre Jordan sneeze on him?
Yep, they switched talent. Yeah, man, when you drive to the hoop and you got to go around 2 and 3 people, because your man, you beat your man, which is the object of basketball, to beat my man, okay. And then his man sagging in the lane, I get an offensive foul, because he ain't even worried about you over there in the corner.
Mm-mm.
You can't do that with Golden State, but everybody got to stay home.
Oh, yeah.
You seen Kyrie one time, and I think that was game 1. KD got the ball, drove down the court. Damn, Kyrie looked at him and ran to the 3-point, to the corner. I did the same thing. Yeah. He was not from this for three. No, sir.
That 19 points. That 19 points last night by Kyrie was the most ineffective 19 points I've ever seen.
No, that triple-double LeBron had was ineffective triple-double I've ever seen. I'm going to talk about something ineffective.
Let me ask you guys this. Has KD surpassed LeBron as the world's greatest player or the best player in NBA?
Taking it.
If they sweep him, you can't – how you going to argue that? He went at him in game. This ain't, he played somebody else. He took it to LeBron. He wanted LeBron to guard him.
Yep.
And see, the thing that made – I hate going back to Cole, but that's what made the Mamba. He did it on both ends.
Yeah, he went out opposite. Him and Iverson were going out like dogs.
Exactly. He was the best player in the league, offensively and defensively, too. If Kevin Durant decided he wanted to be the best player in the offense, he already a hell of an offensive player. Yeah. He going to be a hell of a defensive player. He could be a better defensive player than LeBron James because he's taller than him.
Right.
He playing center.
He is throwing.
They is blocked. Like when Kyrie tried to do that move and shoot that jumper, And he thought it was going to go off, and they said our ball was going towards the crowd. You see the look in his face? Like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
To tell you the truth, that's what kind of separated the two. LeBron was getting all them down, chasing down blocks and all that shit. Yeah. Yeah. And he would D up people like Derrick Rose and, you know,
somebody like small. That.
Somebody small than him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now, and KD is 4 years younger than him, so.
He had five blocks last night.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. If Kevin Durant decides he want to be a hell of a defensive player, rest of the league in trouble.
Yep. And I'm so tired of them talking about last year, and they bringing up, oh, he threw Steph Curry's thing. Steph Curry, like 6'2", 6'3". You got him by inches. You know,
y'all that's what I was saying about Clay. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to kind of get locked up when you.
But Kyrie got speed, though. That's what I'm saying. Kyrie
not enough to get. Obviously, you know, you can't get around Clay Thompson.
There's a rumor that came out today. Matter of fact, it was about 2 or 3 hours ago that the rumor came out that Kyrie is dealing with a knee injury.
I wouldn't blame it. I'll put that out there. Shit.
Surfer got a damn IV. That tells you your ass is out of shape. How the hell you getting an IV? You a damn professional.
Ron dealing with fatigue.
Yeah.
You
gonna faint game four.
Kyrie dealing with knee problems. Kevin Love dealing with pussification. What else they gonna come up with, man?
I got
it's just a bad matchup, bro.
They
picked on Golden State. They picked on Golden State when the Golden State was down. Golden State said, "All right, bitch."
Oh, don't forget what they did Halloween. Had that Steph Curry and they were stepping over him. Don't think they ain't forget this shit, man. Like this.
Well, they were plotting on LeBron like he was Thanos the whole time.
Yeah,
like, so we gotta go get KD.
Yeah, they're
like, yeah, you know, we see this dark force coming. Goddamn,
they would got the damn Slim Reaper.
They went and got damn. They went and recruited.
Yep.
They said, hey,
hey, we need the Black Panther. We finna got this.
That's right.
Sticking with the association, NBA draft is coming up. There's a couple of stories out there, ESPN and Bleacher Report, that the Lakers are considering passing on Lonzo Ball, feeling that he's not the superstar that his father makes him out to be. Would that be a smart move by the Lakers?
LeBron gonna trade. Dan Gilbert to trade Kyrie Irving to the Lakers for
Lonzo Ball.
Some crazy shit. Then they gonna get back to the finals, get the ass whooped again. You know, trying to figure out what the hell happened.
Oh, you know who's refereeing Game 3, right? Nick Patrick.
Let Surfer tell it.
I can't believe.
Oh, LeBron gonna faint. Wednesday night because he's going to have to play the whole game. 48
minutes.
48 minutes.
I can't
believe. Tyronn Lue going to be using timeout like a motherfucker.
I can't believe Surfer said that. Damn, Surfer.
He did.
Damn, Surfer.
Because you know he tried to say everything fixed. So
oh,
Adam Silver told Kevin Durant to go to go to State. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He told him to do that. Commissioner, he booked it that way.
Couple other
He told Kevin Durant to get go to Golden State last year. He told
Draymond
to
go ahead
to get hurt. Yeah,
Draymond, LeBron
Fitch. Yeah, it's all conspiracy.
Oh my goodness, Surfer. All right, a couple of things I want to hit to where we got Tony C with us. The Seahawks did not sign Colin Kaepernick as I was hoping that they would. They decided to go with someone else.
Why the hell would they do that? Knowing good and damn well have the whole defense don't like Russell Wilson anyway.
Yep.
Y'all be having a buffoon on y'all about
the situation. They decided to go with Austin Davis.
Who the hell is that?
Fourth.
I don't
Played for the Cleveland Browns a while back again, yeah. I think.
Is it going to take somebody
who ain't a threat, Russell Wilson.
Right. Yep. Right.
You see why Richard Sherman mad.
There was a report out there saying that they didn't sign Colin because it was due to...
He's a starter in his league.
His league, and we already have a starter in Russell. That tells me right there the money wasn't right.
No, it's not about the money. As soon as they bought his ass in the Richard Sherman would say, well, damn. He don't suck in practice. It came out that he don't suck in practice.
And when Russell Wilson get hurt, because they sit here.
When that teach me implode, it's going to be funny. That shit going to be like the NWO.
Rick Flair.
But there ain't going to be no elite coming back.
Rick Flair. He's
just gonna get the hell away from Ronda.
Rick Flair says he injured his hand fighting Warriors fans, and he also told Rihanna to move over and let the Nate show you how it's done. Yeah,
so
Rick.
Was that fight that was happening in front of LeBron at the end of the game?
It could have been.
Oh, that was some Warrior fans. Somebody got mad. Somebody cut in front of him. Something.
Tell LeBron he a bitch.
Get your tired ass up. That's what they should have said.
Derek Fisher was arrested for DUI after a car crash with his girlfriend and Matt Barnes' ex-wife, Gloria Galvin.
Did Matt Barnes cut the damn brake line?
He could have. That's
damn
my conspiracy.
Shame. Y'all wrong for that.
He could have. That's my conspiracy theory. He could have. But you know what? I have no respect for Derek Fisher at all. None. That was your teammate, man.
Man, it's just like damn D'Angelo Russell, man. You're going to sit here and videotape him, then try to get with his girl. I don't
know. That's like Delonte West dating LeBron's mama.
Yep.
Him teammate.
He was his daddy. Oh, shit.
Delonte West was his stepdad.
The NFL Player Association wants to use players' family and marijuana or weed ban removal. Is that inbounds or out of bounds?
They need to get rid of it. They keep suspending people for weed.
I think it's stupid to test for it. I've always stood by that position. It ain't like people in the locker room ain't doing it. No way.
Hell, the NFL's finicky any damn way. Tom Brady get caught cheating and fight that shit to the Supreme Court. But you can't smoke a little weed. You know, hey. That's what the Players Association need to be damn fighting. Instead of a guy cheating on the field. But I think they should. If it's legal wherever they at, they shouldn't, you know, test for it. It's not hampering or hurting the game.
I'm going to take it to alleviate some pain.
I mean, hell, Ricky Williams was high as hell. He was a good-ass running back.
That's true.
He just wanted to smoke.
That's true. Last thing before we let Tony C go, NFL insider John the Professor Clayton is now out at ESPN. That hurt me to my heart. And the reason why...
Oh, man.
And the reason why it hurt me is because now you're taking sports journalism down a different path. You're taking it away from more of the reporting and more of the facts of the reporting and more of the personality of that person. And I don't know if that's a solid thing to do.
So that means he ain't going to be on in the Seattle area no more, huh?
He's going to be on in Seattle because he has a local radio show in Seattle that's tied to ESPN. But in terms of being on ESPN programming, he's done.
Dang. Well, you're starting to see that, how you said earlier, Tony, see, it's something happening, man. Like Tom Jackson and Chris Berman all of a sudden moved out from the spots. I think something else is happening, man. I think really something bad's about to happen to ESPN, man.
I don't know why. They about to turn everything Marvel, I guess. Hell, they ain't losing money.
Nope.
I don't know what the hell going on over there. They ain't losing money.
No.
So, I don't know what the deal is. It came screen broke. Because you got a Marvel movie coming out every damn 6 months.
Yeah.
If next...
It's 3 this year.
And a half. That's what I'm saying. Within the next 6 months. Every 6 months. July, then not even 6 months. July and November, mm-hmm. that's 4 months. Mm-hmm. Then February, then May. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm just saying.
They making money.
And, but what? Making money? Ain't even that's the other state. All the hell going on.
And other movies, not just Marvel.
But yeah, that's the cash cow right now. Cash cow
right there for him. Kyrie Irving has been announced as the NBA 2K18 cover athlete.
I don't give a damn. His knee hurt. Yeah, he's gonna be on there on crutches.
Is he gonna be there with his Steph Curry? Gonna have a broom with that sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
I don't need to get swept though. I need this year at least go five. Goddamn.
Yeah.
That's why I said before I go, Cleveland, if you got any ball sack, any testicular fortitude in y'all city, in your heart, you better win Wednesday night. Because if you don't win Wednesday,
can you give us one?
Goddamn, 10 years. It's 10 years. It's the 10-year anniversary already. Y'all remember what happened 10 years ago?
What?
They got to the finals.
Oh, they got swept by damn...
San Antonio.
If LeBron, this is the 10-year anniversary of his first trip to the finals.
And he took that team.
Remember what happened?
He took that team. He took himself a broomstick, a bucket, and a mop, and got
well, that damn near what he doing now, they said, man. let him tell it now. But he did the same thing again.
Charles Oakley rejects his plea deal in trial for the February incident at MSG. Why are you doing that? You don't want to take a chance of it going to court. And last but not least for the night, Charles Woodson and Matt Brown headline the 2018 college football Hall of Fame ballot. Charles Woodson, I get both of those. I'm not a Mac Brown fan, but I get Charles Woodson. I get it.
So, you didn't forget the biggest news. Damn, Hank Williams Jr. is back doing Monday Night Football, man.
Ain't nobody got time for damn Monday Night Football.
Hey.
That shit don't get good until
I'm talking about October.
So true. So true. All right, guys. We're gonna go.
That's just the Cowboys and Redskins.
That ain't gonna even be interesting this year.
All right.
I'm spending a whole year trying to figure out what the hell happened to all this LeBron Jordan talk.
Right. Hey, we're gonna have to be when they were looking for the Undertaker for Nick Wright.
Leslie Nielsen. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get Leslie Nielsen on this case. Shannon Sharp, I'm gonna find my way on the Undisputed somehow, some way. William, you got a plug with Joy Taylor.
Yes.
You tell her to get at me, man.
Okay.
You tell her to get at me, man.
I will hit up.
I'll get back on social media.
I will send a little message to her via Instagram.
Ask her to come. Ask her to come on the show.
She is my friend on Instagram. She even liked one of our posts. And I've chatted with her on Instagram, by the way.
So you need to chat with her, tell her to come on so she can relay a message to LaShannon Sharp.
make sure Nick up there too.
All right, guys. We're gonna go ahead and cut it off here. Brother gotta go to work tomorrow. And I know, Tony, so you got some things you need to do tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything else they want to plug before we roll out for the night?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my man, LaVar O'Neal. You know, I'll tell you offline.
LaVar O'Neal. Oh, man. Don't forget to catch all the fine shows on Rant Eatin' Radio tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, we'll have a new episode. Oh, man, that's something in my throat. Sorry about that. The Rant will be on tomorrow night with Tony C and AA. Any idea what you guys going to be talking about tomorrow?
I'm going to talk about extreme rules, brush over that.
You can talk about Ziggler's.
Now, we're going to talk about Paul Heyman getting choked out. I mean, ain't no telling, man. You know, Surfer probably going to come with that damn logic. Of course. And we may talk about how the Raw going back the 2 hours rumor. We're going to touch on that.
You're not going to talk about what happened with Ziggler over the weekend?
I don't know about that. I missed that, but...
All right, I'll tell y'all.
I'll get it.
Man.
We're talking... You know we're going to talk about everything in wrestling, though.
Oh, yeah. You guys will definitely take
care of that. It's at 9 p.m. live right here on Randy M Radio.
You guys will definitely talk about everything from Extreme Rules last night. But before you guys will come on tomorrow at 9, we have the Shining Wizards come on before you guys at 7 p.m. So we'll see what those guys are talking about. Don't forget about Rat and Wrestling at 9 p.m. on Wednesday night. Philly Phil, Choppy, Turnbuckle Throwbacks Friday at 9 p.m. And then we have the What Are You Reading, or as Tony C likes to call it, the What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer. Surfer, I don't give a damn what you say. That little girl in Wonder Woman was terrible. And I have a right to criticize because that little girl get a damn check. Damn it. She get a check. I have a right to criticize, Surfer. Care what you say.
And the Flash can knock out Superman.
Oh, man. For Tony C, for Doom, for myself, I'll see you guys coming up next Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Monday Night Raw, right here on Rant Eatin' Radio. Everyone, please take care.